Again, a few questions that came up during Chol HaMoed, and it's kedai to go through those questions so we have clarity on them in case they come up again. In this case, the question was asked of somebody that lost his father on the Chag. So he knew already that his avilut officially doesn't start until after the Chag. His question was, but what is his status on the regel itself after the burial? He's not sitting, so he's not officially avil lemaaseh with all the practices. But then again, his father passed away, so what is his status? So Maran clearly writes in the laws of Chol HaMoed in Tavkuf Memchet, Ze she'amarnu she'akover meto baregel lo chala alav avelut hanimile devarim shel parhesia. That's only talking about things of a public nature. Avad devarim she'betzina noheg. But things of a private nature are noheg on Chol HaMoed. What is things of a private nature? So the Mishnah says, kegon rechitza b'chamin, that he would not be able to take a hot shower or wash himself with hot water, because that's one of the things that Avel is forbidden with. And that's b'tzina'ah. Nobody knows if he's taking a hot shower or not. That's done in private. It's not such a public thing. Furthermore, tashmish hamitah. Just like the Avel is not allowed to be with his wife, so to the same thing during the Chol HaMoed. Furthermore, the Mishnah Berurah says, the Talmud Torah bechol ze noheg be'avelut ve'asur. So the Mishnah Berurah is also said this Avel to even study Torah like a regular Avel. However, Hakam Avadiyah, he brings down in Elchot Avelut Chedegimah on page Kuf Lamed Aleph that there's room to be mekel when it comes to Talmud Torah for an avel on Chol HaMoed because of safek sefeka, that maybe it's considered davar shebefarhesia. But some say that that's considered davar shebefarhesia, he's not going to learn. And some say that maybe the halakha is like the Rambam that says that even avelut shebetzina is not noheg on the regel. So therefore, since you have a double safek, Hakam Avadiyah says it's permissible to study Torah in such a case, and that's the opinion of the Kaf HaChaim as well in Ot Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, and the question was asked as well, is that fellow allowed to be invited up to the Sefer Torah? He wants to get Aliyah. Can he get Aliyah on the Chag? So the Mishnah Berurah does recommend V'la'alot la'Torah b'regel ולצורפו למניין הקירועים נרעד לכתחילה אינו כדאי. The Mishnah Berurah advises against it. לכתחילה it's not כדאי to invite him up. It's not saying it's אסור, but אינו כדאי. חכם עובדיה discusses a similar case לגבי יום טוב, סוכות או שמחת תורה לגבי הקפות. And the Gabbai dancing with the Sefer Torah. So he writes, "Mi sheira lo aved b'me chol ha-moed, mutar lo lehakif ha-kafot b'yom simchat ha-torah." He can make the ha-kafot, ach yimna atzmo melirkod. But he shouldn't get involved too much, obviously, in the dancing. Ve'gam, enu rasha lilech betoch ha-moed demkom sheyesh bo simcha. In Sukkot, he shouldn't go to Simcha Bet HaShoeva on the nights of Sukkot where they make these parties. Unless if he doesn't show up, they're all going to say, hey, where is he? Then it could be already devarim shebeparhesia. If he's a notable person, he's not going to show up, people are going to recognize it. Mutar le'avel la'asut ha'kafot b'sukot im alulav. And he can make this kafot, which is kind of lulav, like we said.